leave her on the line. But you know what he's not? He's not a radio personality. But you know what? I wasn't either, Frank. I went into journalism thinking, well, first I thought I would write for a snowboarding magazine. That didn't happen. Then I got my first internship at the Regina Leader Post, fell in love with news, went on to the Calgary Herald, Toronto Star, fell in love with crime reporting, said, you'll never catch me dead in front of the camera. Then I went to CTV News, started being a television reporter. So I'm sorry to our next guest. You might have not have just thought when you woke up this morning that you'd end up on the radio, but guess what? Your sister is filling in for Evan Bray this week. So I've dragged my bro, my little baby bro, Josh Cherry, onto the radio. Jash, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Dee.
Okay, so anybody out there in Regina, Saskatoon, I know we have a lot of listeners in both and probably right around the province who know my brother and know he's not really a shy guy. He is the guy who, when our family, growing up, we'd be going on ski vacations, snowboard vacations. We were very lucky. And Josh would be like, I'll meet you in the hot tub. And 2 minutes later, I'd meet him in the hot tub and he is surrounding people. And he's like, this is Jane from Calgary. This is Paul from New York. But Josh, you're quite nervous for this, aren't you?
I'm always looking for new challenges.
Okay. So we are talking to Josh Cherry today. Oh, Josh, I hope that, your coworkers aren't going to be calling you a nickname now after this, but, I'm talking to you, Josh, because guess what? I've talked about on the show how I'm generally not really a sports person. I don't follow it. I'm totally like, I wouldn't even say I'm a bandwagon person. I get excited about things. And one of the things I'm excited for these days is, you guessed it, the Edmonton Oilers, because who isn't? Who cannot get excited when they hear this?
Good stick up high by Brown, shorthanded and alone. Connor Brown scores for the second game in a row.
And when I hear that, Josh, all I'm thinking about is you. Because, Josh Cherry, you are the biggest Edmonton Oilers fan I know. Walk me through it, Josh. What Edmonton Oilers paraphernalia do you own? Go.
Oh, geez. I got a stack of jerseys in the closet, signed sticks, signed pictures, and things like that I've collected over the years. But right now the jerseys are what are coming out the most. So very excited about what's going on. Looking forward to a big night on Friday.
Jash was the subject of much envy from other Oilers fans in Saskatchewan over the weekend, where he managed to score tickets to Game 4 in Edmonton. And Josh, can we talk about the photo that you or your wife shared on our family chat of who was in the background of that photo?
Yeah, we were very fortunate to get some tickets through a family member, and next thing you know, we're sitting right in front of Connor McDavid's mom and dad and grandma and grandpa and auntie, uncle, and everybody like that. So it was pretty cool to celebrate 8 goals by jumping up and down like an excited little kid with Connor McDavid's dad. And yeah.
Who would even know that they're sitting in front of Connor McDavid's dad if they weren't a huge Oilers fan? Josh shared this picture in our group, and he's like, look who we're sitting in front of. And me and my sisters were all like, what are we looking at? I have no idea who the person is there, but Josh was so excited. Josh, what was it like being there on Saturday as this huge Oilers fan? I know that you were hoping to go out there. And I know when I talked to you, like in the days leading up to that, you were hoping to just be in Edmonton and even just be watching it on the big screen outside the arena, but you were inside. What was that electricity like?
Oh, it was almost indescribable. Very exciting. It's not my first time to Rogers Place, but every time you go, it feels like the first time. There was an energy that I don't believe is rivaled by any sporting event out there. We had a full house in there, and I'd say 99% of them obviously are Oilers fans, but a lot of people that were just hockey fans out there cheering on what is being described as Canada's team right now. And it was amazing to see that that turnaround after losing 3 straight and having a lot of uncertainty and just kind of wanted to be a part of the Cup Finals from a cheering perspective. And then coming out and seeing an 8-1 win, it was just exactly what we needed to, you know, rejuvenate all the excitement around the Stanley Cup. And now that we won last night, we're going back to Edmonton, which, you know, I believe good things are coming our way.
Okay, so I mean, first of all, Josh, you could be a professional athlete because the way you're throwing out all these sports analogies and everything, it's like, well, you know, we got McDavid, and I know it was a team win, all that stuff. But listen here, you just said something interesting. You said they're being called Canada's team. I got to say, when I was talking about the Oilers with the big boss around here, Murray Wood this morning, he wasn't smiling. He's a Flames fan. Josh Cherry, my brother, big Oilers fan. If there's Flames fans out there, what would you like to say to them today?
You guys can just keep cheering on your Calgary Flames. So we don't need you. But at the end of the day, we'll take anyone that wants to cheer on the Oil right now. As far as if they're Canada's team or not.
What about Leafs fans who are out there chirping? Because I think actually the Leafs were the last team. I was reading about this morning. I think that the Leafs were the last team that were able to come back in game four after a three-game loss. Yes.
Yeah.
And so what would you say to all the Leafs fans that are chirping or any other Oilers haters out there today?
Well, I'm not hearing a lot from the Leafs because they don't have great service on the golf course. So we're not too worried about what they're saying over there. But at the end of the day, if we can follow one thing the Leafs have ever done is come back to hopefully win tonight and then bring it home from Florida.
What's your prediction? Oilers in seven?
Well, I mean, how can I say anything else? But I'm not gonna be like Matthew Tkachuk and guarantee a win like you did last night, and then watch that blow up in our face.
So I just
hope that, you know, our goaltending works and our offense is there. So.
Okay, question, Josh. Are you looking for a babysitter for your child this weekend? Might you be in Edmonton on Friday?
Well, we're certainly trying to be. We got a hotel booked, and I have a mother and father that the state will help out.
And a sister. Give her to me.
And a sister, apparently, that'll help out. So we're just we're looking to see if tickets are an option and what the options are.
All right, Josh, before I let you go, I got to just tell all the listeners that my brother is that guy who has a guy for everything. You need a plumber, he's got it. You got a chip in your window, Josh has the guy. If anyone's going to find their way to Edmonton this weekend for game six of the Stanley Cup Finals, it's my brother. He's going to find a way there. I hope you are. I'll be cheering you on and in turn cheering for the Oilers. Josh Cherry making his radio debut on 980 CJME, 650 CKOM. I am his sister, Tamara Cherry, filling in for Evan Bray. I'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.